Back Life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the Burb.
From Cassie to the Burb.
Black Life. Yeah, that's us on Black Life. We are here once again, and we're going to entertain you for the rest of the afternoon. Welcome to it. My name is Timisha Masha, and I'm not traveling alone.
Did you forget your name?
Yeah.
I remembered yours and I forgot mine.
SI Speed Queen.
Hello, Munwabisi Black Life. Welcome.
I actually missed you guys.
I missed you too, man. You know, it's a long week when we don't see you. And apparently you got a new car.
Yes, I could never villa. I got the Audi A4.
Okay. What?
2 liter turbo.
Oh, what a nice chick car.
Automatic. It's so
it's
not.
Such a chick.
You're so jealous. What?
It's like for girls. I'm so glad you got it though, because I'm sure it suits you as a girl.
Oh, you're so mean and jealous.
So how's it treating you?
Well, the little bit I've driven it this morning, fantastic.
Okay. You got a car.
What do you mean? I haven't been walking, but I have a nice one now.
You haven't been walking, huh? Okay. Hey. Well, guys, I wanted to start the show off today with a little bit of controversy. This is a video that I saw.
Just play it.
Who upset you?
No one upset me, but I really loved this video. I'm not going to explain.
There we go. Just play it. Just play it.
You go to Nigeria, the most corrupt nation in Africa. And it is. It could be the most corrupt nation in the world, Minister Farrakhan.
Now, Mr. Wallace.
It is the most corrupt nation that I have ever covered. I've been there 25 years ago, and I've been there as recently as last year.
Fine. So what? 35 years old. That's what that nation is. Now, here's America, 226 years old. You love democracy? But there in Africa, you're trying to force these people into a system of government that you just have accepted 30 years ago. Black folk got the right to vote. You're not in any moral position to tell anybody how corrupt they are. You should be quiet and let those of us who know our people go there and help them get out of that condition. But America should keep her mouth shut wherever there's a corrupt regime, as much hell as America has raised on the earth. No, I will not allow America or you, Mr. Wallace, to condemn them as the most corrupt nation on earth when you have spilled the blood of human beings. Has Nigeria dropped an atomic bomb and killed people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Have they killed off millions of Native Americans? How dare you put yourself in that position as a moral judge? I think you should keep quiet, because with that much blood on America's hands, you have no right to speak. I will speak, because I don't have that blood on my hand. Yes, there's corruption there. Yes, there's mismanagement of resources. Yes, there is abuse. There's abuse in every nation on earth, including this one. So let's not play holy to moralize on them. Let's help them.
I'm not moralizing. I'm asking a question, and I got an answer.
Why would you put it as the most corrupt regime in the world? That doesn't make sense.
Can you think of one more corrupt?
Yeah, I'm living in one. I'm living in one. Yes, you've done a hell of a thing on this earth, so you should not be the one to talk. You should be quiet when it comes to moral condemnation.
Wow. What do you guys think
Let's
of that?
Go.
Sounds Let's like go. A priester. Like the way you dressed today.
Well, actually, to put that
I mean, sorry, Monwabisi.
Yeah, we even sound the same, eh?
You're two sitting next to each other. I can't tell you apart.
Yeah, it sounds the same, eh? All sound the same, eh?
Yeah.
But we got to take a picture of you. You look the same, you sound the same.
I'm joking. I would disagree a little bit. But what do you think of that? I mean, those are very powerful
That's
words.
That's rough.
It's rough, but it's interesting that, you know, Mike Wallace, I watch a lot of his interviews. He's very opinionated, and he seems to be a, how do you call it, a Republican.
Yeah, putting it mildly.
Putting it mildly, right? And he says, you know, he comes out and makes a bold statement, Nigeria being the most corrupt nation in the world, and he's asking Louis Farrakhan, he should have known better than to start that.
To ask him.
Louis Farrakhan, you know, I mean, like, he doesn't mess around.
No.
Well, he's at least very passionate about defending that.
Well, I think he should be. I think, you know, for me, when I watch this video, and the reason why I wanted to play it today, especially on Black Life, because that's what we're talking about generally, is are we as Africans becoming victims of the West's propaganda of how we should view ourselves and how we should think about ourselves. In terms of, I mean, we can look at Nigeria and say, well, you know, there's a lot of problems there and there's a lot of corruption in Nigeria, but is it the most corrupt nation in the world compared to America? And who is America to say? They've just gone to Iraq, invaded a country for no reason at all.
So what do you think?
I think you know what? America cannot be the judge, the jury, as well as a player in the game. I think we have to get to a point where we start seeing things for ourselves and we start judging ourselves for ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, an interesting thing was after the State of the Nation address, one thing that came up, and I heard it on a lot of other radio stations in general, and this comes up a lot when decisions are made for Africans by Africans. And one decision was the current government stance to say that they will stop the purchase of South African land to foreign individuals, citizens.
Yeah.
You look at a city like Cape Town, for example. Most South Africans cannot afford to buy a decent house in Cape Town because it's so expensive.
But foreigners can.
But foreigners do, and that's why the market has become what it has, where a house that perhaps 20 years ago would have cost, let's say, 3 million in this current market, equivalent of about 3 or 4 million, is now selling at 30 to 40 million. So which South Africans can now buy any sort of homes in places like Cape Town, the most beautiful spots? And the other thing is, you know, to buy land in a place like America or in places like, I suppose, Europe is not that easy if you're not from there. And yet, the biggest argument that a lot of people always come up with is, what about foreign investment? We're going to chase away foreign investment. And this thing for me has been something that I've been thinking about, like this foreign investment. If you're investing in a country, you're investing. You know the rules, that's what you do. If you don't like it, go invest somewhere else. A country like China, for example, has got a lot of foreign investment and also has been able to grow its own economic strength without the foreign investment.
Yes.
And South Africa.
But what are you seeing as foreign investment?
That's
the thing. It's not buying land.
I suppose buying a house in Camps Bay is not necessarily foreign investment.
No.
I think foreign investment should be someone coming here and saying, okay, I'm investing in a
company, a
manufacturing plant.
Exactly. Not land and property. No.
You know, and a lot of countries, you can't even own a company unless you have a player within your scheme that is from that country. And that's just generally that way across the world. But so when we do something like that, it's, you're now going to scare away the foreign investment.
Mm.
So has it been stopped, or are you saying it should?
I'm saying it should. Yeah. I'm saying what we should do is really just think about how we do our things for ourselves and really think about, what is it that we want at the end of the day, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years from now, to see in this country? Do we want the people who have the biggest ownership of the land being South Africans?
Or foreigners.
Or foreigners.
Yeah.
And then say foreign investment. Do we want to continue the way we've been going, where the biggest companies in this country are still owned and run by foreigners and the money keeps going out of South Africa? Or do you want South Africans to own the biggest companies in South Africa?
Well, that's a good question. My primary goal is, where does corruption leave us now? Because they're saying that we are corrupt. Farouk Khan is also talking about the corruption of Africa. I mean, are we that continent where everything is referred to as corrupt?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Well, where did that platform start and why? Because something gave him the, how can I say, the opportunity to even voice that opinion. So, I mean, we listened to the piece that you showed, that you played now, but something made him feel that he's got the right to voice that opinion. Why?
Well,
has there been a measure? Has it been a...
To me, to say it bluntly, I think it's just the idea that someone like Mike Wallace, who is a journalist in America, believes that they can say what they want, when they want, how they want, you know, without actually measuring it. And I suppose maybe his measurement is saying, perhaps the way things are run there is openly corrupt to him. I mean, you look at even something like democracy, you look at elections. Who's to say that America has not rigged an election? George Bush rigged two.
Look, as a journalist, he's surely done some homework to base that on something. You can't throw it away completely, but to make it like in the most corrupt in the world...
I think we must be always careful of actually saying those things out loud. And also, what made me actually want to play this clip and what got me thinking when I was watching this clip is how we think about ourselves. How much of that is based on what we hear from a Western standard. In other words, how our own country is governed, the standards that we have when it comes to service, blah, 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 on and on, how much of that is, and the things that we say on a daily basis, oh, this country is so corrupt, oh, there's so much crime, oh, the service in this country is so bad. Mm. And a lot of those people who say that stuff, I find, have not even left this country and gone anywhere else. They might have a cousin who lives in the UK, and that person left and said, yeah, I had enough.
Yeah, because you'll be happy to come back and see that some parts of it's not bad at all.
Look,
Vilmarie just bought an Audi, so it can't be that
but
bad.
But you don't want to ask me the service on
that. Be that bad.
Okay, let's not go there.
That's probably an Audi thing, though. If you had gone to BMW, I think maybe the service would have been better.
Well, yeah, now I've got to be careful because, yes, to some extent, I actually didn't have this kind of trouble initially with a BM, but...
Actually, yeah. I'm going to stop actually punting BMW because no one's giving me a free BMW.
Yes, why are you doing
and
that?
I doubt they will.
I doubt they will, eh?
Ever.
They're getting this stuff for free.
Yeah.
It's like, why should you ever buy a woman a ring if you can get that stuff for free, right?
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is, honestly, though, my experience has been in terms of buying cars and that sort of thing. That's where I've always gotten great service. I tried to buy a Mercedes once, and it was just such terrible service.
Shocking.
I actually
left. You didn't fit the standard. That's all.
I didn't fit the standard, huh?
No, man. What's the standard?
Are they not just trying to sell
just
a car?
Merck standard.
Oh, you fit that standard like 3 times.
Yeah. Especially with the shirt today.
Yeah. No.
Or is it perhaps I just saw you coming, and they were like, this guy, he's going to buy all the Mercedes on the floor.
Yeah. I'm like that Safa, you know, the South African football. You know, the rugby guys get sponsored by Land Rover and BMW.
Yeah.
And then our Bafana guys must go buy 200 Mercedes-Benz. You know those
must
guys.
Buy
oh, really?
Yeah, they bought. They weren't sponsored. Safa wasn't sponsored.
And that's interesting. That's interesting. I've always found that rugby has always been able to manage to get sponsorship very easily. Why
but hang on. You guys are using the word rugby and loosely.
Oh, okay.
You know.
What should we say?
The Springboks.
They get. You know, there's a person or two or three behind it that makes it happen.
Okay.
So maybe Bafana needs a different person to manage that for them.
So
because sponsorship
is...
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yes.
Oh, no, she didn't.
So what you're saying is someone at Saru is going out and trying to get sponsorship for not only the Springboks, but that odd guy who plays for the Lions that none of us know.
She didn't.
Well, if you can't find sponsorship, find another marketing sponsorship
Bafana
guy.
Bafana just doesn't have that.
Yeah.
There's not that one guy.
No.
He's making sure that Atiko Modise, who was, you know, a brand ambassador for McDonald's, or someone like...
She didn't.
Yes, I did.
Who scored the first goal in the 2010 World Cup?
Shabalala,
you know.
Let me put it this way, Tomisho.
You know, one saw him.
20 years of doing this myself qualifies me to make that statement.
How's it been going for you, by the way?
It's been fantastic. Why? Because I put that effort in. I know what it takes to firstly get sponsorship and secondly to keep them.
All right. I've tried it myself for 20 years and someone who's been on top billing, Isidingo.
Did you get your free BM?
Films.
Let the man speak.
No, never. I've done all the proposals. I've spoken at the highest boardrooms. I remember my last one going to Land Rover and it was for the Wild. And it was funny because they were like, oh, so excited. And then after my proposal, and we can do this for the Wild, they were like, and it was actually
Shorty.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, so Shorty turns around and says to me, oh, that's amazing. Tell me, because I'm there to get sponsored. Do you know any black celebrities that we can sponsor after my whole proposal? I was like,
but then I'm going to stop you there and say something was wrong in your proposal to me.
I suppose, you know, at some point as an entrepreneur,
she
you've
didn't.
Got to
no,
look.
No, she didn't.
No, you've got to look at yourself and you've got to say, what did I do wrong?
Exactly.
But I have to say this.
I'm speechless
someone
right
actually
now.
Put it straight to me. And I'm going to say it like it was. It was a certain... Afrikaans gentleman I went to see. It was Avis has got an exclusive car after sales thing. And after this amazing proposal that I put on the table and I spoke to him, I was like, yeah, that's fantastic. But you know, the problem is I don't really watch your shows. The guy who plays for the Lions, I know him, but I don't know you. So I'm like, well, it's not about you knowing me, it's about your market. So your market knows me, but your market probably doesn't know that dude from the line.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be about who you know or who you might like. It should be about
let me throw a stone in here. Let me throw a stone in here, Tomisho, because my question to you,
this is a conversation we need to have,
yeah,
as South Africans.
This is
no, it's black and white.
My question to you is, did you know your client? Did you know your potential sponsor well enough to know that he's not watching your show?
I didn't know him personally. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, but I know the company.
No, no, well enough to know the person that you're going to see is the person you're asking for money. So you should know how to market it to him because he's not watching your show.
Well, ding, the thing ding, is, ding, 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 thanks ding, for that ding, question, ding, ding, I'm loving this debate.
Ding, ding, ding. No, stop the fight. Stop
I didn't.
The fight.
I didn't know the man personally,
we have a winner.
But I knew the guy who was actually the GM of that particular, how do you call it? Where they sell cars?
Dealership.
And he'd said to me, this guy's going to come in and you're going to talk to him. I'm putting this meeting together because I'd like to make the decision, but I have to run it by him because he's the boss kind of thing. So I didn't get a chance to go and Google him. And if I did, he wasn't on Google because nobody knows him. But if you'd go on Google, you'd find that there's many places where you'd find Tumisho Masha because a lot of people know me. So no, I didn't know that he doesn't watch my show.
Maybe your arrogance came through in the meeting.
Really? No, I don't think so. I was actually very cool. I was quiet and I was like, okay, fair enough. You know, maybe you don't watch The Wild. I know that a lot of different people do, and I've crossed over in terms of I've been on shows like Binnenlanders. So even that particular market that watches Binnenlanders would have probably seen me somewhere and watched Top Billing. I know that a lot of rugby supporters know me.
But the people who give the money needs to know where
okay,
it's going.
Okay, do they know you? How well, do they know you?
I make sure. I make, firstly, I choose, obviously, who I go see. Okay,
so you. I have to hear this.
So I choose. So male, female depends on how I dress that day. Okay, uh-huh. First thing. How I prepare my presentation obviously depends on if the person has experience or know me personally or my background or they don't.
Let's say they don't know you.
If they don't, then obviously I've got to do the presentation accordingly. Okay, I've got to find a way to link with them. You've got to find a way to talk to them about either what they do or what they love because they're probably in that position. They have the authority to give the money, but they don't actually like it. Their passion's elsewhere. Find a way to link with them so you can associate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got to make sure that obviously whatever you ask for is reasonable and doable for them.
Mm-hmm. It's not like asking for a Porsche.
I'm taking notes. I'm just taking notes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. It's not like asking for a Porsche.
This podcast is going to be my best.
It's going to be a big one. All entrepreneurs, listen up. We're getting schooled. Okay, go for it. Yeah, and then?
And
a blonde.
And
don't ever say that about blondes again. I know
blonde.
I won't.
By a blonde.
But I always say, like, if you
a bit blonde.
If you're gonna have a manager, I've had many managers.
Voice show because that's valuable what you're saying now.
Let the lady speak.
No, I want to say something based on what she just said now. And what we just said.
I'll finish.
Hang on, she'll finish.
I'll finish now.
I was gonna say I've always believed this. If you want to have a good manager who's gonna work for you, and you're gonna make money. Okay, and this is to all the black people out there specifically, guys. Listen up. I've figured it out. Get yourself a white woman manager.
Race. Done. Manager, race.
No, there's no manager race. The manager does not have a feminine or a masculine, okay? And I say that, and I want you to finish what you say.
Yeah.
But I believe that a lot of what we do in the boardrooms is about perception. It's about who you walk in first, who's speaking on your behalf. And I always say, when it comes to business, I think what the legislation is trying to do for us is very helpful. This whole thing about BE and partnering up black and white, it's very good for you because usually when you walk into any particular boardroom, there is a black person and a white person who you have to talk to. Now, if you come as one of those colors,
I disagree.
You might find that the opposite, whoever's in that boardroom is judging you based on that before you even open your mouth. But if you come as a collective and you're together, then they're looking at you as people and not necessarily as, because they can't, right? It's like they're going, okay, it's a black person and a white person. They've come to present to us. So how are we going to play this?
I agree and disagree, but
I think we should call like somebody who knows this industry quite well. There's a lady by the name of Rena Broomberg, and I think she should definitely get a listen in and you know, come give us notes because least now we've heard from the blonde or we've partially heard from the blonde, and now we need to hear from the Jewish brunette.
I think
she's Jewish.
Yes, she's Jewish.
Yeah, well, that would be very interesting.
And she's brunette. So I think call her. Can we call her? Call her over the phone.
But Tomisho, just on what you were saying, your job, your work doesn't start when you're in the boardroom.
Yes.
It starts before that.
Okay.
And this is where a lot of people make the mistake. Because you needed to have broken the ice already by the time you're in the boardroom. So
okay.
How
do you do that?
Well, there's many ways. Again, you've got to understand who it is you're going to see and. A lot of people, firstly, they don't know who the right person is to go to. They offend someone on the way finding out somehow, and it gets to that person. And then you've got to make sure that you're patient, because mostly they'll turn you down once, twice, three times.
Oh, so you got to keep going?
You've
got to
keep at it, for sure. But it's how you
again.
Do that.
I know you might not have gotten my last 10 emails, but I just thought I'd call just to make sure. Oh, you can't talk, your buds going to a meeting? All right, just check out the emails I sent you. Okay, I'll send it again.
You know what? In many, many ways, when you get them out of their work environment into a social, and I'll give you some examples of what I've done.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go see a manufacturer or someone, and they just don't have time and they don't make time, let's call it what it is. Okay, it's both of those. They don't have and they don't make.
Sometimes they just don't have. I mean, people get, also you must be aware that people get bombarded with these
absolutely.
Kind of proposals every
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. And
everyone wants to be sponsored.
If you take it personal, then that's it. You know, you failed. So it's no point in doing that. So what I'll do, there's a main event, huge event coming up. I make sure I get tickets. I go, take it personally. Yeah, I'm not going to keep you up. Yeah, here's some tickets. I hope I see you there. Let me know.
Okay.
A day before, I follow up, are you going to join us or are you not? Mostly people, and you got to understand who it is you're going to see. I'm just giving an example.
Yes,
taking someone out of the work environment, making it social, and then socializing with them first on a different level before you now say, ask them money.
Okay.
And if in that, don't always now, if they do join you for socializing, don't think this is your opportunity to straight away say, by the way, can
do
I
you
know?
Want to look at my tita?
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong thing to say.
Do you want
look
at my
proposal?
You know, leave it. Like, okay. Leave it. Make it feel like a complete, it was a social. A week later, 2 weeks later, follow up. Because
okay.
You have made, you got to leave a mark, and it's got to be the right mark.
Well, here's the thing, Vilmarie. I want to keep talking about this, because I think that from day one, when I saw some of your particular stuff, especially you have a magazine, like Vilmarie's proposal, most people have a proposal, right? Or profile that is like a one pager with a nice picture, and then you can send that out. And maybe if you want more, you can get a CV. Vilmarie's profile is a magazine, okay? Like a full color spread magazine with the expensive
varnish
paper.
Touch.
Okay, well, they call it varnish touch. I just call it the expensive paper. And I've always respected your chutzpah. It's a Jewish word, by the way. It's not Afrikaans.
No, I like that.
Your chutzpah. You know what it means.
Chutzpah.
Well, I know it's a compliment.
I'm not talking about your tita. I'm talking about your chutzpah.
My go, chutzpah. My drive.
Yes, you know.
I get it.
And I think that I want to challenge you.
I'm listening.
Because I think you think that you're a smart chick, you know. I think you think just by, I don't know the word now in Afrikaans.
Slim.
Slim. And you ask slim and slim. Okay. You think just slim, ne? Okay, I want to challenge you.
Yes.
Because I think you can do it, though. I just want to see if you think you can do it. Do you think you can do it? You don't even know
I'll
what
I'll be honest.
Yeah?
I'll be honest.
Okay, I think you can do it. But I don't know if you think you can do it.
Okay, let's see.
All right, here's a challenge. Now, Vilmarie, for what you've achieved, I think it's amazing. I mean, you're in a sport that doesn't get a lot of coverage, but you've managed to get a lot of sponsorships that even SAFA can't organize. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing.
By the way, did you buy your car or was it like a...
She didn't need to be sponsored. She just got it.
Well, good question. A big part of it sponsored?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Okay.
So, thanks. Yeah.
So how did it work? Like, you know, take us through...
Yeah,
like,
take us through the steps, you know, before I put the challenge out.
Okay, yeah. Let me take you through this one in specific. All right. I've got a lady I've been, let's call it business colleagues or friend with, okay? It's the company is called FixFin. So it's Fix Finance. So she does finance. So she gets stuff right that no one else gets right, generally. Why? Because she used to work for the banks, MFC. That's what she did. So she understands if you push this button, this is going to happen, etc. So I've been working through her for years, bikes for the academies or cars or whatever the case might be. So in this case, I know that her business, her income comes from referrals. And I have a platform that can provide referrals through the academy, for example.
Right.
Through personal connections, you know. So I did a proposal and said to her, would you like to sponsor? And I can guarantee you three times what your sponsorship is worth back in referrals. And she accepted. So you gotta, that's why
Hang on, say that again. You said to her, you can give her what?
3 times in value back. So in other words, one person
it's
is
always 1 to 3.
One person said, is worth one car. Let's put it in perspective.
Uh-huh.
One referral is worth my car. So I give her 3 referrals a month.
Okay.
And she's got more than what she's put in. So all she needs is one referral, and
so
it covers the cost.
What you're going to do is call all your friends, a bit like selling Amway products. You're going to call all your friends and family. You're going to send us WhatsApps, emails, and tell us you must go speak to so-and-so if you want to buy a car.
No.
Not going to do it like
Remember,
that.
It's 2 ways. Okay. One, I have a platform, like I said, through the academy where people come in and they want to buy bikes and whatever. Cause you know, they're coming for training.
Yes.
So now there's a perfect customer base that I have.
Oh, she doesn't only do cars. She does
bikes, cars, bikes, boats, everything.
Okay.
Fixed finance.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So those are solid leads, solid referrals. Plus I have been with her and worked with her for so many years. So I have a passion for her service, so I can talk to you guys about, you know, if you don't get finance, I mean, when we'll be said, I don't know if you come right if you go ask for a car now, you know, I don't know.
He's got
but
too many.
If you don't, this is the woman who gets it through, you know what I mean?
Mm.
There was one little glitch that happened. Let's say you had a reverse debit order, it was an accident, whatever the case might be. Now suddenly a normal bank would say, oh, never, can't sponsor this person. Where she would go, listen,
can't
yeah.
Can't finance
this person.
Right.
She would say, don't be silly, click that little button and you'll see this person's okay. And she gets it through.
Yeah.
So she signs and writes up one of the biggest amounts for MFC.
So what are you saying? That basically when you are about to get sponsored, they go look at your insurance profile and see how many times you've claimed.
When you're about to get sponsored.
Yeah.
She corrected it.
Because remember, finance is depending on your record. Obviously, you guys
of
know
payment,
that.
Right? Not of how many accidents.
No. Insurance, yes. But not finance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people have a little silly mistake that's happened and a normal bank will just say no.
A little silly mistake being you just didn't pay the thing for like 3 months and then you possessed it.
Or a double debit order, whatever the case might be.
I get you, Vilma.
Yeah.
I get you.
You know, understand. These things happen.
Yeah. I don't get it.
But it doesn't mean you're not a good payer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just happened. You could have been Delta.
Exactly.
It could have been a bad month for
whatever
reason. Yeah.
You know? So she gets it through. So I can speak passionately about her. And I've already, I haven't even had my car. I picked it up today, guys. But I've already given her 3 referrals.
On bikes.
Cars. Not even bikes.
On cars.
So it's even bigger for her. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I haven't
even had my car.
This
is 3 people that want to buy cars.
Yes.
So
that's what I mean when I say you got to know who you're going to see
and what
you can offer them in return.
Right.
Okay,
and can you maintain it?
I want to ask about the bikes. I'm sorry, about the referrals, how you did it, what you had to do, who you had to sleep with, blah, blah. But before we do that.
Why do people think that?
I don't know.
What if it's a girl? Because there's some girl referrals. You think I'm going to go that route?
Hey.
No.
Well, hey.
I don't know.
Hey.
Well, before we go there, let's play a song. Because, you know, Proverb released a new album.
Did you go to the show, by the way?
I couldn't. You know, I'm
right. I was there.
My wife was ill.
I was there.
She wasn't well.
I was
What must I do? Must I go to Proverb and tell her, sorry, babe, I hope you get better soon, but I'm going to Proverb, okay?
Just play the song.
It's so important.
I just want to hear the song.
What? You were there and then what?
Just
you were there,
the
so
song.
What? So what, you were there, Monavi?
Shout out to Proverb.
Shout out to Pro. What up, dog?
Match you in the booth, a lot of gag. Proofs you probably whack. Lines to show you I'm the truth like a polygraph. Your zodiac star sign is my autograph. Give it a sec, once you get it, then holler back. Trying to connect you to these lines like a starter pack. For your Xerox rappers trying to copy facts. That's why I don't write hooks, I write cooks.
Huge difference.
I don't write hooks, I write books.
And you listen.
I don't write hooks, I write books.
I write thoughts, I'm an author, not a musician.
I said I don't write hooks, I write.
Yeah, the new one from Proverb, the man himself. I'm loving his music. He's the nicest guy, not only in hip-hop, but I think perhaps in the whole entertainment industry.
Yeah,
and he deserves all the success he gets.
I like the title.
I don't write hooks, I write books, because really he's done so well, and he's done well because he's a very smart man. He's very well behaved. He knows his market.
I think he's coming on to somebody's show, Onizi.
Yeah, so stick around, because straight after this, The man, he's right the here. Man, the man himself is going to be here. I didn't even know he was here. I was saying all that, and you know, it's a good thing I was saying nice things, you know. I am a little jealous though, because like, oh, you see, there you go. You don't know Proverb? What the hell?
I do know when I saw him.
If you come to your dealership and said, "Give me your car," you'd probably be like, "I don't know you because I don't watch Idol."
Actually, let me cut this. He's sponsored by Volvo. Big shout out to Volvo. So
yeah, well done. You did the right thing, Volvo. I might just buy a Volvo next.
Ask him how he got it.
How did he get it?
Yeah, he can give you some guidelines.
Someone at Volvo watches his show. Likes his music. What is that simple? Why do I gotta come with the whole proposal? You either watch the show or you don't watch the show.
You know?
You're either in or you're not. You know, if you don't know Idols, it's okay. But I understand. It's like, you know, how do you remember a name like Dimisho Mash? It's a tough name to remember.
Or like Proverb. I mean, like Proverb. Like, who remembers such names?
It's a hard name, man.
It's a hard name.
If you don't speak Vernet, Proverb must be a very difficult name.
My name is Proverb. Like,
right.
He's coming to the next show. I gotta read for you guys.
A lot. Like he's proverb, so he's a proverb, and then like it's like the book of proverbs, you know.
Yeah,
so you gotta think about those couple of things.
Why you gotta rap like that? Why you gotta rap? Don't rap. He's the rapper.
I'm talking about a rapper. Yes,
rapper.
I gotta be I gotta have a little bit of something like that. Otherwise, I'm not like credible if I don't talk like this when I'm talking about a rapper, man. What you talking about?
Let it be. Shout out like.
Listen,
you know,
boys.
We were the first ones to play his.
Let me say this,
lyrically,
okay? I've known Proverb longer
than
you.
Mr. Red Tape. What?
I've known Proverb longer than you.
You do? You
yeah.
Do? Okay,
yeah,
I think he must wait. We're going to bum rush O'Neill's show, right?
And actually, me and I have been down. Like,
do you two
want to
have your own show?
Yeah, I'm just trying to let you know. We're going to bum rush O'Neill's show, and we're going to sit here until we get like all these answers, right?
I'm not buying Proverb
because
face.
You're saying
I've been buddies with Proverb from day one, from
so
the
before
get-go.
He became Proverb,
before he was famous.
Who
that's
cares?
What I'm saying. I was like, he was gonna be the
Tomisho?
Guy when he was still famous.
Tomisho?
What? What?
Who cares?
Because this young upstart here, you know, he thinks he knows people.
Hey.
All right, anyway, let's carry on.
I just want to read you something that someone just sent me, I think it's so cool. Just because
is it for the whole
why?
Because
they say,
it
yeah,
well,
for you.
It's
like,
my
why?
It's a chick thing. Hold on,
oh, okay,
just because she has high standards. Doesn't mean she's high maintenance.
Rubbish.
Do you agree?
Rubbish.
That is so rude.
High maintenance. That equals your way of coming
high
that you got
high
maintenance.
It's a damn
exactly.
same thing.
You just insulted
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly.
What do you mean? What
because
you talking
you,
about?
I mean, you're married. I'm sure your wife had high standards.
No, actually, she
if
didn't.
If she married me, I don't know.
She didn't.
We can take,
she,
we can
tell
take
you
the S out and
I
make
she
it.
Had, she had high standards.
What high standards?
Over
just
the years,
because he has high standards. Yeah. Yeah, staying
there. High standards.
Shut up, Monobisi. What about you, buddy?
It's like sponsorship. What? She's staying with
does
you because she gets
standards?
Something.
I mean, she did marry
can
you
we
after
get,
all.
Yeah, for her sins.
She had to lower the man. She must have done something really bad in her past life. Like, I don't know. She's a really nice person. She's really sweet. But I think she did
Woo!
Something really bad because here you are. Here you
can,
are.
Can we get to like Vilmarie? Vilmarie, I wanted to ask. So, your car is now, is it officially sponsored?
Correct.
Or?
Does it have one of those
so
banners on the side?
No, I don't
Vilmarie
have to.
Janse van Vieren
no.
is now sponsored by Audi. No. And then it's got the Audi Center, and then it's got like five different addresses. And I'm like, what the hell?
No.
That just looks tacky.
But because that's not, she does not feel that her client is going to come from the one reading her website on the side of my car.
Clever.
She wants the referral. That's
she wants
it.
A real referral.
Okay, so you're not paying for a car, basically.
No. Wow.
Yeah, us white, us black people have it all wrong. Eh?
20 years in the industry, like
yes.
I've done everything.
But,
I'm still paying for
gotta
all
keep
my cars.
In mind,
yes.
I have been
something's
patient. I have been very patient. And I've
we must nationalize.
We must nationalize these things.
You
I took
patient?
My time to find the right person to do it with. And this for me is also, and this is where a lot of people make the mistake, think long term, because I can do this long term with her. It's a long term relationship for me. And it's not, sponsorship is not just take. It should be like a business transaction.
So does she own a dealership?
No, she owns the company that finances.
Okay. So, I mean, if let's say I wanted to buy a car today, do I phone her?
Yes.
But she's going to give you finance, Monavis. We're going to go back to the old problem.
Let's get clarity. In all your ways, get what? Get clarity.
I'm just saying, dog. Like,
get clarity.
Vilmarie gets a car, you get credit.
No, I get the month end, you know. I still pay my
That's what
my,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you still pay. They're like, oh, you know what? I've got good news for you.
Yeah.
You've been approved.
Yes.
And then you're like,
yes.
I'm so lucky.
Yes.
Really? You're going to give me this half a million
rand? Or 650,000
rand.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Plus
yes.
interest.
Plus yes. interest. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. And you're like, yeah. Look at me, black man.
Yeah.
I just got $650,000 that I got paid back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Bumi is like, I got this for free, guys.
Yeah.
See, that's real wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that, but that's what I'm getting
no,
to.
No, that's so, a relationship.
So Bumi, tell me something. I have to get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
Okay. So now, did she practically bought you a car then?
Yes, but it is in my name.
Okay.
So I own it.
So you own it?
Yes.
And it's paid.
We have a certain no. It's paid in terms of I can collect the car. Obviously,
okay.
Remember she's got her relationship with MFC.
Right.
But we also she's not a silly lady. She understands how it works. So
clearly,
her
to own a finance company.
Yeah, you've got to understand.
Yeah.
But also, our contract has got a time period to it. You got to like anything's got to have that
right.
A review period.
Right.
So what if you fucked up? Like in a month's time, she won't take the car back?
No, but after 12 months, if I haven't delivered, then she won't continue. Then I would have to pay. Does that make sense?
So how
basically
do you deliver?
It's in your name and she's paying for your car.
I deliver with referrals.
So three referrals a month?
Yeah. Well, one. More extra is extra.
So hang on. Three referrals in a period of 12 months?
No. It works out to cover her cost. It's one referral a month. Focus.
Okay, which is about 7,000. The car... give or take is about 7,000.
So call it $4,000 a month.
On an Audi, 2 liter.
Yeah.
Is it
that's
diesel?
A huge balloon payment right there. Be careful.
No, it's
when you
not.
Try and take it back, I mean, you better not drive it.
Stay,
you
stay
better,
focused.
You better take a Gautrain to Joburg.
Because
driving up and down in the highway, next thing
I'm
you
using a number,
K's
boys.
In 3 years,
stay focused.
And then you can't sell the car and you've got a heavy balloon payment. We know these things, Emery. Listen
stay,
to us.
Listen. So let's say the car is valued at, if you had to pay the finance 4,000 rand a month,
okay.
A referral is worth that for her.
Okay.
So the moment you get a second referral, it's a bonus for her.
Okay, but does she pay you on that?
We actually have negotiated that too. She's willing to even give me 50% of that. So the moment we go over what I, let's say, owe her a month, she's willing to give me a kickback as well. So it's a win-win relationship. It's not take from her side. It's not just take from mine.
Okay, here's my challenge.
I
know a lot of black people who want that kind of credit. Now, can I get a car too?
You know one in specific.
Can you make that happen? As my manager. Because that was the challenge. Do you think you could manage me? If you manage me, Vilmarie, what would change? If you know the challenge was if you manage me, what would change? What would you do?
What would change for you?
Yeah, like what would you do that no one else has been able to do? I manage myself. I'm my own agent. I make lots of money all the time.
Look, it's an interesting topic because a couple of years ago,
he's unmanageable. He's like Julius Malema. Yeah, and you're unmanageable.
But what you say now?
You're ungovernable.
Hey, Munubisi, focus.
Listen to how she's speaking to black people now.
Hey,
look at that.
No,
she's
speaking,
like speaking to you.
No. She was speaking to you like a dog.
Hey?
Because sometimes that's what you need.
Well, she's gonna do the same thing to
you.
She's
not
gonna
do
it to me.
I'm gonna put a leash on you too.
She knows when she does that. I like it.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Like a little shock collar.
Especially when we're at home. Do it again. She does that all the time. I'm tired of
hey,
it. Vilmarie.
Hey, call me. Your clean.
Come
here,
fuck
get in
here.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That doesn't happen. Hey, people are going to start believing something's
yes.
going on.
Yes. Yeah.
The media. Okay, so what do you say? Can you do it? I don't believe it.
2 years ago, I considered actually going that route because I felt good. Seeing from my sport that I've been in for 20 years. I mean, as you guys know, I retired 2 years ago.
Right.
I can see the struggle with people that don't understand how sponsorship works and then how to get it, secondly, how to keep it. Because that's actually the secret.
The keeping it, right?
Is the keeping part.
Yeah.
I thought the secret was a secret.
Well, it's all a secret,
oh,
you know.
It's all a
but
secret.
I'm giving it away. So now, I mean, if you don't know how to do either of that, you know, tough, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to get finance or credit or whatever. But
I'm not going to take that personal because I do know how to do all of that and I've done been doing it, okay?
Look, short and the long, I considered becoming an agent and I decided not to because of high maintenance people I would have to work with. And it is not a 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5. It would have to go way beyond that. And
you'd have to be the fixer.
Exactly. I do not want to do that for anyone else. So your challenge seems lovely if I've had to prove something to Misho, but I don't. And now these two are whispering something. What are you whispering?
how sexy you are.
No. Come.
Okay. I think you made a very good point. We're going to carry on with this conversation another time because it's been amazing. But I want to talk about places that you can eat out because Vilma, you were talking about if you don't know how to get it, blah, 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 then you must pay for it.
Yeah, so where would you take, where would you like entertain, like, let's say, up and coming guests and partners and all that kind of stuff?
It depends. Again, you got to look at the profile. I mean, for you, I would take you to Tsukhosan.
I love you, girl. Room 303 at the Three Towers.
Not the room. Hold I on. Said Tsukhosan.
Who's sponsored by Tsukhosan here? Are you sponsored by Tsukhosan now as well?
No, I just associated him with it somehow.
You. Are you sponsored by Tsukhosan?
There we go. High five again, girl. That's
I don't understand.
I love you. I love you.
Why would you say that? Why would you
room
put out Tsukhosan?
Room 303 at the Three Towers.
Not the room.
Mia, you chose the hotel. Why would you go to a hotel with me? Huh?
There's okay. more than just the room there. Come on, people.
Like what?
I want you guys
the
to know this.
In the room.
When you guys get into the room and you lower the lights and you switch on the TV because it's about
to
get on.
From chandelier to
and
chandelier.
You switch on the TV because now you want to listen to something.
I would love someone to record that.
You want to listen to something sexy. Switch on the TV. The first channel on every Tsukhosan hotel. There I am saying welcome to Tsukhosan.
Just to ruin it for
us. The show is over. You know, it's over. Tumisho and his big head and his big ass. I mean, sorry, his big head. His other big head.
Oh, let's not go there.
This is why. This is why.
His other big head.
You are where you are now, buying three Mercedes, and I'm sitting here with Vilmarie getting a free.
Like a something. Duck education like, or like something. Themselves, eh?
A free he's something.
He went and bought himself a Land Rover.
A Range Rover, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
It's an
That's
Evoque.
What it is. That's what it's called. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't say that.
An
That's
Evoque
what it's called.
Is a Range Rover.
It's an Evoque and it's a black one.
You're exposing
you
yourself.
You've got to pay attention.
Stop exposing
BC.
Yourself.
Look,
pay attention.
I just
How
wanted
is
a
an
car.
Evoque a Range Rover? Okay, let's do this. Okay, Tumisho, what car did you buy yourself?
It just goes very well with. You know, when I drive into the estate
Kick
at Danefern.
Kick him while he's down to me, sure.
When I drive into the estate at Danefern where I live, it just works better that way, you know. It's just, yeah.
By the
get,
way,
get
so on Instagram this weekend, he tells me, you know, my neighbor, Stone, and my neighbor, Rene Lueletolonyane, like we like have a spit every second week.
Let's
you know?
Explain who those people
I
are to Vilmarie.
Like, yes,
because
I don't
them.
Know.
They're in that other bracket of entertainers.
Oh,
that she doesn't
the 200,000
It's the after 5 o'clock yeah. one.
Those are actually, you'd get good referrals from there.
Okay.
So Dumisha's about to take your
like
referrals for the car.
Refilwe
you know?
Plays for like the biggest you know? Soccer team in Africa.
Refilwe or
Renelo. Sorry.
That's your neighbor.
Yeah,
right?
Dude, I'm just, I was like trying to get somewhere. The biggest soccer team in Africa, only Kaizer Chiefs. I don't know if you've ever heard of that small
I saw
small
an
club.
Ad on Kaizer Chiefs.
It's not the blow biller. It's not the blow biller.
I mean, I don't even know blow biller.
It's not even the Lions. It's the biggest.
Yeah, Emirates
team.
Lions now. Eh?
Emirates, well, whoever they
even
are.
Even the cuckest team in the league has a sponsor.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's whoever's getting that is doing their job.
Rubbish, man.
You've got to understand that, guys.
Whoever's giving out the sponsorship prefers rugby. Let's just call a spade
well,
a spade.
Well, it's a two-way it street for sure, but someone's
whoever
doing
the guy
something
is,
right.
Is a rugby supporter, and I don't want to say that his name is whatever, but you know his name is whatever. Mm. And he's like, I watch, I don't, who, Kaizer who? I don't know who that is.
I
don't watch soccer.
I think O'Neill must ask Proverb how he got the Volvo deal. It's only fair, right? Hey? Because we're exposing all these things. So, Neezy, Breezy.
He did something right.
Yeah. Exposing.
Yeah, how did he get it? You know, let's name and shame. This is Cliff Central, unplugged.
But I can...
oh, gosh, this podcast.
I can guarantee
I
you guys... Hang on, listen.
Shout
I can guarantee you...
Shout out to Michelle at Volvo, by the way. We love you.
And this is where people must learn. It's not just, oh, I got my car. Cheers, goodbye. It is maintaining a relationship.
I play for Kaizer Chiefs.
It is hard work.
No
How does a rapper maintain a relationship?
Every time I play
Ask
football...
Him. I'm sure he
There is 100,000 people at F&B Stadium who are going to watch me drive my... I don't know. Let's call
you see,
it
you don't
my
know.
BMW. My BMW into F&B stadium and go, isn't that Rene Lotulnyane? Oh my gosh, he drives a BMW. And BMW's like, no, I don't know, hey. Yeah, like I mean, like I don't know. I don't really watch like what team is that? Eh? Like nah, bro. You know, I've just started sponsoring that Oak from the Lions, and I go to those games. So I mean, you know, and like how many people? 50, maybe 20,000 people go watch a Lions game on a full.
Yeah,
Tomisha,
giveaway
tickets. Tomisha, this is what I would do for you. I won't be your agent, but
you're gonna help me.
I would help you put a portfolio together.
Therapy.
A proper magazine.
having been on so many covers of magazines that have sold so many, many magazines. I must still have a magazine profile.
As a portfolio. Wow. But no,
because you've got to work for it. It doesn't just fall in your lap.
Hi, you might not have read this because you don't buy a drum magazine. Or maybe you saw me on the cover of You, but maybe you just didn't read that one because you were like,
can I shock you?
Black Oak and You magazine.
Can I shock you guys?
Yes, please. You can't shock us any more than getting free cars. Please, let's go.
Yeah. And getting free cars. Like, you can't shock us.
And so I was invited to speak with the two of you in this show. I did not know you.
You didn't know us?
Yo, this chick. You actually fired from our show. Who's our producer? Duncan, get this chick
out of
this show.
I must go to some guy I don't know who works for some company at Avis that is not even on Google. And I must find out stuff about him. You didn't even take the time to say, Dimisha who? Okay, I'm just gonna Google search. Dimisha Monwabisi Tete. And you know what will come up? Let's see what will come up.
That's not the point. You are missing the point. You are making the assumption.
We're not playing rugby.
You guys are making the assumption the whole world knows you and should give you something for free. That is your first mistake.
No, it's not for free.
It's not for free.
You get exposure.
Exposure.
Hold up. I'm just googling the Wi-Fi here. Slow.
Who are you googling yourself?
Monabi. Oh look, I'm googling Monabi Tete.
Well, let me do him a favor. There's Google so
many.
Dimisha,
there's
right?
so many images here.
I'm probably not gonna find anything except.
What does it say?
Yeah, but images are easy.
Monabi Tete is a marketing director at Brand Content Consultants and Black Magazine.
Baby. Yes, baby.
They've got images here.
So what can he offer me?
On and on and on. Oh. Wait a minute. He's the editor and founder of Black Magazine. So he's got a media platform.
Yeah,
hold up.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
But you know what? But
hang on.
You have the perfect platform. You have the perfect platform that you should be able to get it for free.
But he hasn't.
Married to Why haven't you? Cheating with a raunchy WhatsApp.
That's the first thing that comes up.
Married to Michelle, caught with.
And you wonder why you're not getting a free car.
No, you know what? I should get a free car because clearly I'm a panty dropper. Just give me your car. If people associate me with that, they'll know that buy whatever car Dimisha's driving, it will drop panties.
Wait, it gets better.
I'm sorry, I just have to say
Masha,
it like it is, guys.
Dimisha Masha,
can you just read something else?
Cheating allegations.
Dude, can you read something else?
But we're Googling what? Damn on
it, but Google. There's my point. You wonder why he's not getting a BM.
Okay, I should have known.
You went in this direction.
Google.
So let's
Google
go.
Me. Google
you
me,
went
guys.
In this direction. Let's go. Happily ever after for Dimisha Masha. He's
You're
on
liar.
His third marriage. Third marriage. I've been best man twice.
Twice second.
Hey, third marriage. I've been best man twice.
I can't afford can three bolas.
He can cook. Get a cooking magazine or something. Get involved.
Wait, no. wait. Here's another one. Dimisha and DJ Swoo are compared in terms of big bums.
Wow, okay, this is really not working out for me. But I've Googled myself, and funny enough, here I am.
Wait.
Catch
wait,
a Fire,
let me
Drum
finish.
Magazine,
let
Beyond
me
Borders, Hijack Stories, Mandela's Gun. You didn't see none of that, did you?
It's
you
creepy. Google, wait, he's wait, Googling wait. Himself.
He's Googling himself. He's un-Googleable. I told you, he's unmanageable, un-Googleable.
That whole stuff
guys,
about
we have to
Dimisha
finish
Masha Mam on cheating allegations like the fourth, the fifth, maybe. And there's other good stuff here,
Dimisha,
man.
Dimisha. Wait. Let me. Can I?
The man who needs no introductions. You didn't open that, did you? That wasn't Wedding Anthem. Where I'm talking
except
about relationships and
sponsorship.
How to stay married.
And guess where his article is for cheating?
Heat.
All for women. Game over. Claps.
Hold up.
Stop the fight. Hold up. Ding, 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 ding.
Actually, that stuff worked for me. I gotta say, look, Vilmarie, here's how this is good PR. You see, I'm the fixer.
You even turned Vilmarie red. She's like, who turns a blow bill red? She's even got a free card. Damn it.
Shut up. Let me speak.
Huh? All for women.
All for women,
so
right?
So, when not to shop for a man, or when not to look for insurance for a man, call Dimisha. He will
but there you
definitely
go. Like,
find
you
insurance.
This is the car to get.
This is an insurance
this is the,
quote and ad
Dimisha drives
that you
this
go
car.
Out.
So, you know, this is the guy that
I'm
you want to be with. He drives
so
a car that you want already.
Yes. What
He'll even
not
take
to
you
drive.
For a test drive.
Yes. What not to test
you
drive.
You must go get a car from a lady, but you might not keep it for long if you cheat on it.
Exactly. If the keys cheat. Okay, we're getting kicked out of studio today. I don't know why we're getting kicked out, but
You don't put out that kind of dirty laundry if you're part of the family, Mona Lisa.
Okay, we're getting kicked out of studio, yes, so let's go.
It's Proverb up next.
Well, yeah, I'm so glad that Vilmarie is my manager now, and she's going to help me clear all that, all those false
allegations.
She's going to
get your magazine of a portfolio.
All those false allegations up, and she's going to show the true stuff.
Yeah.
You see, this is why Mona Lisa should never manage.
And then All For Women is going to go sponsor him, right? Vilmarie, get that sponsorship.
No, yeah, we've got to finish. He's actually crying.
You never explained, like, where you'd meet Dumisho, or where you take him out for lunch, actually, or supper.
I haven't been able to place him.
She's scared to take me out. She's scared to take me out for lunch, because she knows what happens. What
Shout
goes
out
down.
To Dane Fern!
Don't do it. Guys, otherwise, you might end up being on the menu. You know what I mean?
At least I know Vilmarie and I will be like at a Tsokosan, like the Palazzo, you know.
Listen, guys.
Room 303 at the Tree Towers.
I'll be there. Just watch me on the screen.
I need this podcast. It's just fun.
Okay, well, that was fun. We had a great time. Catch you next week on Black Life. We're going to go out.
O'Neill's up next.
With, I don't know, one of my
don't
favorite
Don't play
songs.
Proverb song, because we've done too much punting for one day. Please.
Goodbye.
A lot of punting for Proverb.
Too much
right?
punting for
and
one
he's not going to even give us the Volvo for
he's
a day.
He's not even going to give... Exactly.
Ah, no,
exactly.
God.
Like,
this, and I mean, like, Vilmarie has been talking about, you must give something back. We've given you a punting. But anyway, here's my favorite song from my favorite guy.
Have and you learned nothing?
It's to all the ladies at the club. This is from me to you.
You see, he's Goodbye. Still talking ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. Ursha, baby, this is for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a shawty. I don't mind.